Good evening and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Big focus on the show tonight. Well, election campaigns heating up. It's a carpet bomb campaign from both the sides. And corruption is a central theme in the poll discourse. In fact, just today, we saw the Prime Minister hitting out of the Congress saying that the grand old party's corruption and dynasty have hollowed out the nation. Meanwhile, Priyanka Gandhi hit back. She was in Rajasthan and she said that, well, the Prime Minister only talks about dynasty and corruption, and the electoral bond scam of the BJP exposes the Saffron Party's corruption. So corruption certainly a central theme. How much does it really matter? But the bigger question is anyone really spotless? Because while the opposition talks about the electoral bond scheme, the washing machine of the BJP, the BJP also hits out at the opposition with bad optics for the entire India bloc, with their top leaders in jail and corruption charges. But first, let's take a look at how the campaign panned out today for the BJP. The BJP's election juggernaut on the roll. In Rajasthan, the Prime Minister campaigned in the blistering heat, addressing rallies in Jalore and Banswara. On target was both the Congress and the India bloc.
Aaj Congress ki halat ye hai, unko umidwar nahi mil rahe hain. Inhone avsarvadi India alliance bana liya hai. Uski patang udne se pehle hi kat gayi hai.
And it was a Prime Minister Modi versus Priyanka Gandhi face-off on the issue of corruption. In Rajnandgaon in Chhattisgarh, Priyanka brought up what she termed the electoral bond scam, while the Prime Minister in Jalore reiterated his termite of corruption charge.
Aaj bhrashtachar ki sachchai bahar aa gayi hai, kyunki inhone ek kanoon banaya tha, electoral bonds bolte the us scheme ko. जो उस कानून के तहत इन्होंने ऑर्डिनेंस से पास किया सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने जब देखा कि ये नाम गुप्त हैं तो सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने कहा कि ये नाम गुप्त नहीं होने चाहिए पारदर्शी करो सूची निकालो किसने चंदा दी किस राजनीतिक दल को दी
देखिए कांग्रेस ने देश पर 60 साल तक राज किया इसी कांग्रेस ने परिवारवाद और भ्रष्टाचार का दीमक फैलाकर देश को खोखला कर दिया.
In Assam, meanwhile, Home Minister Amit Shah held a road show in Silchar.
Amit Shah has started his campaign in Assam for the phase 2 polls. Remember, there would be seats like this one, Silchar, where he is holding the road show. It's adjacent seat Karimganj, Difu, Udalguri, Darang and Naugaon, very key 5 seats going to polls in the second phase, and therefore Amit Shah holding this road show at Silchar, very important stronghold of the BJP, a town which was once between the 50s to the 80s Congress stronghold.
Earlier, Amit Shah's Darjeeling outreach was washed out by bad weather.
Plans don't always materialize, and Amit Shah's chopper could not land at Libong because of poor visibility due to fog. And that led to Mr. Shah having to address the crowd through a telephone where he spoke to them about the issues that the BJP was going to raise or address, including the demands of the Gorkha community.
With less than 5 days to go for the high-stakes second phase, political temperatures are soaring like the mercury. Bureau Report, NDTV. So the BJP's carpet bomb campaign across states that go to polls in the second phase. Meanwhile, the opposition's big show of strength in Jharkhand's Ranchi as well. An interesting choice of venue there. The opposition rallying, the opposition's huddle at ex-Chief Minister Hemant Soren's turf in Ranchi. So top opposition leaders present there, though Rahul Gandhi and Uddhav Thackeray couldn't attend the rally. But an emotional pitch by the wives of the leaders, the jail leaders as well. In fact, that visual is extremely interesting. Of jail leaders, Arvind Kejriwal and Hemant Soren, you know, empty chairs being left for them. So, you know, interesting messaging by the opposition there. But take a look at this report.
ये 400 पार का नारा लगा रहे हैं, 400 पार का फिल्म दिखा रहे हैं, चुनाव हुआ फर्स्ट फेस का पहले दिन ही मोदी 400 वाला फिल्म देश की जनता ने सुपर फ्लॉप बना दिया।
इसीलिए तो मोदी जी अब घर घर फिर रहे, गली गली फिर रहे, और वो कह रहे हैं कि मैं भ्रष्ट लोगों को खत्म करूंगा, भ्रष्टाचारी को नहीं छोड़ूंगा। लेकिन क्या कर रहे हैं, जो भ्रष्ट लोग हैं उनको अपने गोद में बिठा लिए हैं।
ये अभी जो आप लोग,
एज द इलेक्शन कैंपेन गेन्स मोमेंटम इन द कंट्री, द लीडर्स ऑफ इंडिया अलायंस चोज द स्टेज ऑफ रांची टू सेट द एजेंडा फॉर 2024 पोल्स, एक्सप्लेनिंग द इलेक्शन मैथ टू पीपल।
जिस दिन झारखंड, बिहार, यूपी यानी 134 सीटें हैं, अगर तीनों राज्य मिलकर के हम सब एक होकर के मजबूती के साथ लड़ेंगे तो बीजेपी सत्ता में नहीं आने वाली है।
50 यूनिट हर रोज लेते हैं।
द स्टार अट्रैक्शन एट द रैली were wives of two chief ministers, both of whom have been jailed on the corruption charges. Sunita Kejriwal represented Aam Aadmi Party along with Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, while Kalpana Surain, wife of Hemant Surain, played the de facto host along with the Chief Minister Champai Surain.
Jail ka taala tootega, Arvind Kejriwal chutenge, Hemant Surain chutenge.
Ab aur nahi chalegi thagon ki sarkar. लोकतंत्र लूटने नहीं देंगे, संविधान खत्म नहीं होने देंगे, देश टूटने नहीं देंगे।
Whether this emotional appeal would garner sympathy votes for Kejriwal in Delhi or JMM in Jharkhand is yet to be seen. But the agenda for 2024 Lok Sabha polls has been set by the India Alliance leaders. This even as Rahul Gandhi and Uddhav Thackeray chose to stay away from the mega show of strength.
Even though few big names like Rahul Gandhi, Lalu Prasad Yadav and Uddhav Thackeray skipped the meeting, the opposition leaders of India Alliance succeeded in giving out a message from Ranchi rally today that they are united in this battle of 2024 Lok Sabha and they would not let the issue of two elected chief ministers being sent behind bar die down. From Harivansh in Patna, this is Prabhakar Kumar.
So corruption certainly at the center of the poll discourse. Let me introduce my panel for tonight. Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist, is joining us in studio. Tom Vadakkan, national spokesperson of the BJP, is also with us. Neerja Chaudhary, senior journalist, is on the panel as well. And Dr. Pooja Tripathi, spokesperson of the Congress, is with us as well. Amitabh, first to you. Corruption certainly has been woven into the campaign discourse this time, whether it was the arrest of two prominent chief ministers, whether it was the electoral bonds controversy. Corruption is naturally sort of become a part of this campaign. You know, in fact, those visuals also coming out of empty chairs for the chief ministers there, the ex-chief minister and Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Very strong messaging. But how much do you see corruption defining the voter behavior this time?
See, corruption has emerged as one of the top five issues if you see across surveys. What has happened is that BJP or the Prime Minister Modi has been using the narrative that he will not leave any corrupt people and all of them will be brought to book or jail. On the other side, the opposition is raising the issue of electoral bonds, highlighting the fact that BJP's Na Khaunga Na Khane Dunga campaign or slogan is all hollow and the BJP perhaps is as much corrupt as the other parties to whom it is charging. And the rally we are seeing in Ranchi after the rally in Delhi is also an attempt by the India bloc. And the message by the wives of the two chief ministers or ex-chief minister one is important because the party is also trying to, or the India bloc is trying to evoke sympathy and also at the same time target the woman voter because they have been playing a very key role in election after election. However, for any incumbent government, for corruption to play a role, people need to see action.
Yes.
And whether sending people to jail is action or whether conviction is action, there is a thin line of difference. People in urban areas probably understand this difference, but in rural areas, many people think that sending people to jail is itself action and a proof of leaders being involved in corruption. So we'll have to see how this pans.
That's true. In fact, when you speak to voters on the ground, they also give you this argument that, you know, Modi is cleaning up the system. And that might be a simplistic reading of it, but certainly that's how the voter looks at it. Tom Vadakkan, come in on the point of electoral bonds. You know, the Prime Minister in various interviews and, you know, various BJP leaders have made this point that it's the BJP and the BJP's conviction in electoral bonds that ensure transparency in the entire system. Do you think that argument is a bit sort of bordering on the illogical? Because, you know, the electoral bonds were entirely masked till the Supreme Court struck it down. So how do you make sense of that argument?
Well, this is a process which has been started for Manmohan Singh's days. It was Manmohan Singh ji who wanted payment by check by donors. And this process was opposed by Sonia Gandhi. And it was blocked. Then came the process of what Prime Minister talks about and what we all understand as the bond. Now, what has happened in the bond? Their complaint is BJP got more of cash compared to the other parties. So the truth of the matter is BJP has a larger number of members of parliament. And it is based on that that donations come. And
but
who
perhaps
are these
people? The contention is not just that, Mr. Vadakkan. It's also that there are many quid pro quos involved in it.
Now, that is something that you can always point your finger. People would come, but does that mean there's been relief to them? This is quid pro quo happens when you have given relief to them. When there's no relief, you are welcome to donate, but the point is you have not, your cases are not frozen. They're all an open book. The proceedings are in the court. Where is the corruption? The other issue that I want to say and put it on record is how much money did the Congress party receive? You can talk about corruption if you're not involved. DMK received money and they paid up to the left parties. TMC, they received money.
Okay.
And then what is this corruption? Everybody has received a share of money. But the reality is when a ruling party is in power, they're bound to get more. If tomorrow you are in power, you will get more funds. And that is natural. Where is the corruption?
Okay, but perhaps, you know, it doesn't add up to say that, you know, the electoral bond scheme by itself ensure transparency, and there are counter arguments to that itself. And if you look at the timelines, they're skewed as well. But quickly, Pooja Tripathi, your response to that. Do you think, you know, looking at the poll discourse, looking at the narrative, do you think your argument about electoral bonds, is it enough to counter the fact that top leaders of the opposition space, including two prominent chief ministers, are in jail? One ex-chief minister, of course, but the fact that you have so many opposition leaders in jail on the agency radar, do you think the electoral bonds argument is enough to counter bad optics like this?
Vedant, it's not about who was in power and who received greater money, and it's not the corruption at all. The absolute brazen facts that came out after the electoral bond was unmasked and termed unconstitutional by Supreme Court was 21 companies donated to electoral bonds after raids by investigating agencies.
Yes.
33 loss-making firms, out of which 19 firms who showed zero on negative direct taxes gave bonds worth around some 582 crores. There were 20 companies that were not allowed to donate to the electoral bonds. They were operational for less than 3 years. There were fraud donations. We saw Silkara tunnel collapsing and loss of lives and property. We saw spectrum policy changes. The whole spectrum policy changes were brought about. There were banking regulations. We saw in Uday Kotak's case, 40% versus 15%. There were drug quality checks. 7 pharma companies failed the drug quality regulations. And these companies donated to electoral bond. It's
fair.
Not about who is in power and who gives most.
Fair, but corruption. Are you able to communicate this to the ordinary voter?
Definitely. An ordinary voter believes that. Why does 2 of the prominent chief ministers of an opposition ruled state? If 3 years back, prime ministers was, you know, heaping praises about Adarsh scam in Nanded, and 2 days back, he welcomes the other scam accused on the stage. Same with Ajit Pawar. The country is seeing through this, the dichotomy that Prime Minister and Bhajpa is showing through their washing machine. When you say spotless, these are the people. Indian Express report says that 23 people who joined, who don't turn votes, joined Bharatiya Janata Party. Sure. The cases were dropped against them. So I think the public sees through it. Public sees through how opposition leaders are hounded, put in jail, and
Fair point there. Mr. Vadakkan, your quick response to that before I get Neerja Chaudhary in.
Well, I'm surprised at this. Their leader, Rahul Gandhi, wanted the elected chief minister of Kerala to be jailed. And who is Rahul Gandhi? Rahul Gandhi is on bail. And look at the irony of it. He wants the chief minister of Kerala to be put in jail. And now, and then democracy is not under any threat. The questions that have been raised, tell me one case which has been withdrawn. Naturally, everybody would like to contribute.
No, we Mr. Vadakkan, perhaps there are many cases. In fact, the Express investigation revealed as well, whether it was Ajit Pawar,
Chhagan Bhujbal. Have they been withdrawn? My question to you is very straight, Breda. The case been withdrawn?
Three cases have been withdrawn.
Okay, Neerja Chaudhary, come in on this. There are many cases that have been withdrawn and the timeline is skewed there, Mr. Vadakkan. But the point that you're making is that, it's perhaps the Congress and the opposition is not, spotless itself to sort of point fingers at the BJP. That's a fair point. Neerja Chaudhary, come in on this entire discourse around corruption. I always say that these are, whether the opposition says that, this is political conspiracy, the fact of the matter is that these are cases in the making, whether it was Hemant Soren's case, whether it was a liquor policy case, these are cases in the making. So, for the ordinary voter, it will seem a sort of a larger cleaning up of the system.
Look, I find in this election, corruption is not a major issue for people. Some people talk about it, but on the whole, that CBI, ED, income tax raids against the opposition leaders did not have traction till the arrest of the two chief ministers.
Yes.
It's only after that people have begun to say, zyadti ho rahi hai, zyada ho raha hai. And therefore, but otherwise, even electoral bonds, the middle class, the intelligentsia is talking about it. Again, you go to the ground, it's not an issue. Electoral bonds is really not an issue. Of course, the Prime Minister has the advantage. People say he's not corrupt. Many people say that because he's no family in tow, no son to leave things to. So that's the logic that, that they made. But overall, I don't find corruption as an issue having traction. It'll be Article 370, the Prime Minister's leadership. It'll be, surgical strikes last time. Ram Mandir also doesn't have that kind of traction unless you talk to people. Yes, it's very good. But as a poll issue that people are going to decide, some may. But it's not, again, top of the agenda. So I think it's a very complex mixture of things that make people decide to vote one way or another.
Right. And Amitabh, just looking at the Indian electorate's relationship with corruption in politics, because, the common thinking is neta hai brush to ho gai. So, that is something that really doesn't become a very important deciding factor when one goes to cast his ballot. But till 2019, there was certainly a sense that, given all these scams, whether it was a 2G scam, the Commonwealth scam, there was this sort of sense that there is now an honest man at the helm. There can be claims and counterclaims to this, but there was this larger sense that he would clean up the system. Do you think that sense is still there and people still sort of look at the Prime Minister as so to speak, a messiah who would clean up the system?
See, Prime Minister Modi's image is spotlessly clean. So all these electoral bonds and the issues around that have not tarnished his image. But as you are saying, BJP has a core vote and then there is a floating vote or a swing vote or a neutral vote which votes for the party on the basis of largely the Prime Minister Modi's image and his charisma. Now this swing voter, of course, a section of the swing voter has started discussions and debates around the electoral bonds and whether BJP is as clean a party as it claims. Right. So things which we were discussing in hush-hush tones perhaps earlier has perhaps come out in the open, and it is a topic of debate.
Yes.
Whether this translates into vote or not is something we will need to look at.
Okay. Now, quick 30 seconds to both the spokespersons, and I'll give the last word to Neeraja Chaudhary. First to you, Mr. Vatakan. Priyanka Gandhi said today that the Prime Minister has nothing else to talk about but the opposition's corruption and politics of dynasty. Your response?
Well, the ground reality is this is a grand combination of corruption. Whether you take TMC or you take DMK or you take any other party, corruption to the core. Now, the only issue they're trying to put on us is this bond. And let me put this on record. Vedant, I was called for a debate on alliance partnership. Okay? And now the goalpost has been shifted to bond. I think that's not fair. But anyway, I can stand my ground and tell you very clearly, look, we have done nothing wrong. We will continue with the electoral bond, as the finance minister promised, because that is the only way to clean up. And if the Congress accepts it or does not accept it, the reality is we need this electoral reform. We should know, yes, we should know who's paying what and for what. Where is the foreign money coming from? Who's financing the Congress party? These are issues that are very serious.
Right.
And if there are foreign money coming in, I think it's a very serious issue.
Right.
This is why we need the bond in place. Yes, there has to be course correction. Will be done. Every reform has to be followed with course corrections. And we will go ahead and do it because we have nothing to hide.
Right. Right. Just to set the record straight, Mr. Vatakan, though I set up the debate also as corruption in poll discourse. That's what we're discussing on Left, Right and Center tonight. But nevertheless, Dr. Pooja Tripathi, your response to what Mr. Vatakan said.
I'll take my 30 seconds to point out to something very crucial that happened in Jalore today, Vedant. You know, while Ulgulan, look at the two optics. While the India Alliance rally was called Ulgulan, which means revolution in Birsa Munda's work, Prime Minister in Jalore misquoted Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. He made a scaremongering, Islamophobic statement saying जो ज्यादा बच्चे पैदा करता है आपसे मंगलसूत्र के पैसे लेकर उनको दे देंगे. I think it's a kind of a communal dog whistle. It's kind of a very crude representing. You are a prime minister of a country and you are representing the 15% of Muslims.
That's an entirely different debate,
though. You cannot go and scaremonger. You cannot make a hate speech like this. I think that needs to be said on national television.
Dr. Pooja, I agree with your point, but that's a different debate altogether. Let's stick to the topic.
But I had to make this point. This was so defamatory during the election season. If the Prime Minister is so spotless, if the rural population thinks he does not have a family and he's very crystal clear, why has he to stoop to this level of scaremongering and Islamophobic comments in his political discourse?
Since you brought that issue up, Mr. Vatakan, your response.
I'm surprised at this. The debate, the goalposts are being changed. I can quote hundreds of occasions when Congress leaders have humiliated the Prime Minister. And I don't want to divert this debate.
Yes.
This is an attempt because there's no issue and there's an issue being brought out. It's
I
a sad situation. And for a national party like Congress to indulge in this kind of politics is very unnatural.
I agree with you. Let's not shift the goalposts and keep it to what we're discussing tonight, which is corruption in the poll discourse. And Neeraja Chaudhary, the last word to you. You made that point earlier that, you know, all this sort of talk around electoral bonds, this talk around corruption isn't really an issue for the voters. But do you think that's a healthy sign for a democracy?
Well, I'm not saying it's not an issue, but it's not a dominant theme that they talk about first to you. First, second, third, this is not what they'll talk about to you. And you know, there is dissatisfaction on economic front. There's dissatisfaction amongst communities that we see Rajput, Jat, local issues coming to the fore much more than was the case in 2019, where they were subsumed by the larger,
the national wave, perhaps around Pulwama, and the larger nationalistic.
Talked about, but not as a dominant theme.
Right. Fair point there. Thanks all very much for joining us on this very important debate on Left, Right, and Center tonight. Of course, less than 5 days to go for the second phase of polling, and of course, campaigns heating up as is the Mercury. That's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center tonight from all of us here. Bye-bye.